government is open today, but fighting over your agency's money isn't over. Congress and the president need to agree on a couple of big spending issues beyond this year's budget. House Republicans have released their 2012 spending plan. The president will talk about reducing the deficit on Wednesday. And if Congress doesn't raise the debt limit soon, the government could default on its obligations. Stan Collender's a partner at Corvus Communications, a regular budget guru on Federal News Radio, and he says you're not out of the woods yet. Stan, if this means more talk about shutdown, I think I'm going to come over there and give you a shutdown, because I think we're all about sick of hearing about this, aren't we?
Not my fault. Don't blame the messenger here.
That's exactly what it would be.
Yeah, well, listen, we're out of the woods, obviously, for 2011, since they passed, or Congress will later this week pass a continuing resolution that lasts all the way through September 30th at midnight. I think their concern, should be at this point, one, the debt ceiling, but for federal workers worried about things like shutdowns, what about FY12 appropriations? If you think that the cuts that they tried to impose last week were difficult and controversial et cetera, wait till you see what's gonna be on the docket for 2012.
I have quoted Matt Cooper from the National Journal a number of times in the last couple of weeks because he had the most eloquent way of looking at this, what we've just gone through, and that is, imagine a couple that makes $100,000 a year splitting up, divorcing over $20. And proportionally, that's right on target.
Well, look, you should never say that $35 or $40 billion, which is the size of the spending cuts they agreed to last week, is insignificant amount of money, because we're still talking $40 billion, but compared to the magnitude of the size of the budget as a whole, the size of the deficit, or the size of the gross domestic product, it's not even a rounding error. There was another good quote by a member of Congress who said, on the one hand, it's probably the single largest spending cut in history. We should be applauded. On the other hand, it's so insignificant we should be tarred and feathered and run out of town.
Mm-hmm. The president will give a speech on Wednesday talking about his ideas for deficit reduction. What do you think we're going to get out of that?
Well, first of all, it appears that the president's going to talk mostly about entitlements. But when he talks about deficit reduction, he's going to say that any plan. Now, I haven't seen the speech, so please understand I'm reading the tea leaves here.
Sure.
He's going to say that any plan has to include revenues and can't just look at domestic spending. Both of those things are anathema to Republicans, and that's why I don't have the same high hopes for this speech or what it will do as other people do. I think it will put the president on record, stake out a position for him. But, basically will just be the opening bell for for what will be months of pretty difficult horse trading, I suspect.
Well, I'll give him credit, because if I'm translating revenue into tax increases, so if he's going to talk about increasing taxes and changing entitlements, he certainly does have some gumption.
Well, and taking on defense, but understand that the Republican plan, the one that Paul Ryan, the chairman of the House Budget Committee, introduced a week or so ago and has already passed the House Budget Committee, that plan cut taxes. It's supposed to be a deficit reduction plan, but it cuts taxes and therefore makes life more difficult, and it ignores defense. Now, regardless of where you feel or what you feel about defense spending, it's hard to imagine being able to balance the budget totally on the domestic side and totally without revenues, given that the deficit is $1.5 trillion this year.
Isn't it true, though, that that's typical Washington politics stuff, what Congressman Ryan came out with? He's got his starting point now on record. The president will put his on record on Wednesday, and what we wind up getting whenever we wind up getting something will probably include a little bit of both and a whole lot of stuff that wasn't in either one and that each side finds distasteful but has decided they can live with. I mean, that seems like what we just saw over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, actually, I'm not so sure that's what we saw over the last couple of weeks. What we saw a lot of the last couple of weeks was a kind of take no prisoners, no compromises, worth it attitude. And that's kind of what those 87 freshmen, the Tea Party folks, have brought to the Hill this year. The other thing you see is a willingness to kind of hold part or all of the government hostage. Please excuse that expression, but that's really what it is, over a political ideology. And this last week it was, we'll shut down the government if you don't do anything close to what we want. Now the The threat is we won't increase the debt ceiling, and therefore, you know, we'll deprive the government of the money it needs to fulfill its own existing obligations, let alone take on any new ones. So I'm not sure it's the politics as usual. I think, you know, we've got this, like I said, take no prisoners, compromises is a sin, compromise is equivalent of capitulation to the enemy, that kind of thing. But, you know, on the Ryan plan, it's more typical than you think because it's kind of voodoo economics on steroids. You know, nothing adds up. The economics don't make sense. They've picked and choose who they want to score different parts of the budget. So it's going to be ugly for, like I said, for weeks or months here.
If I'm sitting in a federal agency and I'm just watching all of this, essentially it looks like a tennis match to me, and kind of going over my head, is there anything to do other than just keep my nose to the grindstone and keep on chugging?
Well, I mean, obviously federal employees have the authority, the ability, the right to talk to their representatives, and whether you live in a district represented by a Democrat or Republican, you should make your feelings known about it. But essentially, you're right. This is now in the political sphere. What you don't want to do is give Congress and the President any reason to think that federal spending is not being done wisely. So, you know, you're exactly right. Keep your nose to the grindstone. Keep your nose clean. And then a couple of prayers probably wouldn't help either. Wouldn't hurt either.